I can't help you in any way on this. I said, you know, it's not something out of my way area, but I said, this is your counsel, and you've got to proceed as you was directed by the president in his meeting with you. And then he said, well, I consulted with Richardson and with Ruckelshaus, and we feel that procedures have to be put into effect from the protection of the men and the protection of the president. I said, Len, that's something that I can't help you with, and I really was not in a position to do so. That's when he raised procedures.
I thought so.
Okay, then the first time that I was aware, you asked me for a report of the FBI men standing in the hall, was when Helen Thomas came up and said the FBI men are standing, we understand there's a purge of FBI people coming on. I don't know where she got it. Convinced she didn't get it from Len. Okay, then I start pursuing him. I talked to Elliot, I talked to Len. I said, well, we've got to make sure that this is in the right context, in the right perspective. And then that's what developed in terms of the briefing. That is the fact. That is a fact. But let me say, it is not casting any further aspersion on Bob and John.
How about the president?
It makes the president look very strong, in my view. And this is the reaction that you get, and that is that the president's not pulling any bones, he's not playing any, you know, he's playing it straight out. And from the standpoint of the president, and I'm serious on this, I'm not carrying anyone who wants a pail of water. My view is that it makes the president seem he's moving to get the thing done right.
What else do you have before you get out?
That's really all this morning. Henry's going to brief on the foreign policy report this morning.